You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for politics with somebody who studies it, and we're all super tired and life's hard.
My headphones are just broken.
What? I don't have headphones.
Neither.
You guys are awfully whiny. Don't let this turn into a gaggle.
It's not summer anymore.
Get out. No. Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Amanda was saying something. Was it bad or good?
Oh, I said it's not summer anymore. That's why I'm whiny.
Right.
But it's still humid and gross.
I've just got a broken headphone.
It feels like it's not summer as of like an hour ago as well.
Definitely weirder. Anyway,
what's trending?
So we're talking about just what Bill English has been up to lately. So he said today that he would be open. He would be open to taxpayer funded vaping. That the Māori Party is putting in as an initiative.
As part of like an anti-smoking push.
Do we even know if vaping's good for you yet?
No. I'm pretty sure we don't.
Cool, should we just chuck energy pills back in dairies?
Smoke-free 2020 is coming closer and closer. 2025.
Yeah. Who said that? Who said that we're going to be totally smoke-free by then?
It's like a goal. So that's like close-ish, but getting like, closer.
So it's turning into like a real long three-pointer, isn't it?
They don't know if vape products are better, but they're like, they're not as bad as cigarettes. So Madame Fox from the...
Who vapes? Do you vape?
We need to get
Sam in here.
I do not vape.
Sam! We need someone
just like on the record.
Damn. I like saying vape life.
Vape life will go into government now.
I like saying that.
But this is like a Māori Party initiative headed by Madame Fox that he's just like so on board with right now. But I guess it's just funny to say that Bill English supports vaping. But vaping isn't bad. It's just, you know, it's not bad, but it's not great.
We don't know.
It's not bad. It's not as bad for health, for aesthetics.
It's a harm reduction thing. This government thing. We're gonna get some angry ass texts from that.
Do you think they've got in mind like they can make more money off vape somehow?
No, because they want to subsidise the vapes. That's what they're saying.
Right.
So Madame Fox is like, let's subsidise it so it makes it cheaper so people stop buying cigarettes. And then Bill English is like, fuck yeah.
I'm always just trying to look around the corner with these guys.
Yeah, I know. He also said that he earlier this week blamed unemployment on New Zealanders that can't pass drug tests.
Oh, that's
fucked. Yeah, which, and everyone was like, oh, where's your evidence for that? And he's like, oh, I've been to some companies and talked to some people about it, and that's what they said. So that's his evidence for that.
Yeah, if you go around the country, you'll hear all sorts of stories, some good, some not so good, about Kiwis' willingness and ability to do the jobs that are available, he said.
I actually saved a post about this. 466 failed or refused drug tests in 3 years. 0.5% of job seekers failing drug tests each year.
And he also said today that he thinks that Annette King stepping down from the Labour deputy leader will leave a hole in the opposition, eight members of his party haven't stepped down in the last 2 weeks.
It might leave a hole until they fill the
position.
I feel like it's not gonna leave a. Jacinda is going to be a great successor for the Labour Party.
That's a good vibe, isn't it?
It's going to like boost them, I think.
Ah, shit, she's well due.
Yeah. She got the youth vote.
I feel like last time it was close, right? Wasn't it with Nikki Kay? She was vibing.
Yeah,
like,
so when she was doing the central electorate in the last general election, it was like really close, but she smashed out Mount Albert.
Yeah, she got 10,000 votes, and I think then Julianne Gentile was next, but like so.
That's such a political thing, eh? She won by a landslide.
And we're off to the races. That's what Bill English has been up to lately.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah, and yeah.
Now, Big Hungry can sound cultured and informed at his dinner party.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we're just doing a brief politics today because we're talking to Lewis White just after 6. So
exciting.
Thanks. Thank you kindly, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.